Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom and we are now in Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yod Bet Amud Bet at the very end of the Masachet, taking a look at the end of Mishnah Zayin in the 11th chapter about the status of property inside Ir Hanidachat, Trumot Ir Kavu. The Mishnah said the Truma must rot. Rav Chisda Loshanu El Truma B'Yad Yisrael. So Rav Chisda says, Rav Chisda has had much to say on this entire series of laws about Ir Hanidachat. So this is only true if the Yisrael is holding the Truma. Well, Truma Biad Kohen, if the Kohen's already got the Truma, and he's in Ir Hanidachat, came with the Mamonehu, it's his money, Tisaref, it gets burned, it's his property. Meitar of Yosef, Yosef challenged for this report of Rav Chisda, as you'll see in a minute. Maaser Sheni V'Kitvei HaKodeshi Ganzu. The Mishnah says that Maaser Sheni has to be buried. Maaser Sheni Biad Yisrael, if Maaser Sheni held by Yisrael, Ketrum Biad Kohen Dami. Sort of. He still needs to be Ahavas Makom. Uktani Yiganzu. So you see that it can't be destroyed, even though the eventual owner is holding it. Eliyitmar and Hachidmar. Really, Rav Chisda's, what he really said should have been as follows. Meaning, what he probably said was this. Am Rav Chisda l'shanu el trum b'yad kohen. It's only if the kohen holds it, then it is rot. So while trum b'yad Yisrael, if the Yisrael is holding it in Ir Hanidachat, tatan the kohen should be racheret. Then he should give it to a kohen in another city, and it doesn't have to rot. It can be eaten. Now, Tanana Tam, we have a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, Isa Shal Maaser Sheni, dough of Maaser Sheni, Ptura Menachala. You don't have to take challah from it. Either a mayor, Chachom Mechayv, Chachom say you do have to. And this is the general Machloker, Mayor Chachom, about Maaser Sheni, Mamon Gavoa, or Mamon Hedyot. It has implications in Kiddushin, the Machloker in the second pair of Kiddushin, etc. I'm Rav Chisda, again Rav Chisda, but here it's about Maaser Sheni. Machlok Maaser Sheni Rishalayim, the dispute of Mayor Chachom is only if you're in Yerushalayim. Rameir Savar Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavohu, it belongs to God. Rabbanan Savar Mamon Hedyodu, belongs to you. You have to take challah. Avo Begvulin, if you're outside of Yerushalayim, Divrei HaKol Patur. Everybody agrees it's Patur because it's Mamon Gavoa. Meit Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef challenged him again, or challenged the report again. Maaser Sheni Kitvei HaKodeshi Ganzu. What do we do with Maaser Sheni Ir Hanidachat? We have to bury it. Mayaskin, what are we talking about? Ilayim Yerushalayim, if we're talking about in Yerushalayim, so we have Ir Hanidachat. Yerushalayim cannot become Ir Hanidachat. Obviously, historically not, but even theoretically. Atani Asar Dvarim Namru B'Yerushalayim is 10 halachot about Yerushalayim, unique halachot. V'zu achat man, one of them is, Eina Naseit, Ir Hanidachat. It can't be Ir Hanidachat. It also can't have Bayit Menugah, and many other halachot. V'ela B'Ir Acheret, it must be a regular city. V'asku Hulagavat, must be that they took the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim and then brought it back. Wait a second, Hakal Tu Mechitzot, once it comes to Yerushalayim, you can't take it out. If you, and you want to take it out, you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim. So, what's to bury? Elala Bigvulun, must be that it's Maaser Sheni somewhere outside of Yerushalayim that hasn't yet been moved. Uktani Yiganzu, you bury it. So you see that Maaser Sheni is not Momon Gavoa, in which case you wouldn't have to bury it outside of Yerushalayim. So lo liolam diracher, it must be in another city, meaning it's from another city. Vaskul Gavan, they brought it into the Ir Hanidachat. They brought it into Yerushalayim. Sorry, Vachamaya Skin and Shinit Mat became Tamei. And therefore, the mechitzot weren't kolate. And therefore, you already brought to Yerushalayim, so it's now, according to Chacham, Mamon Hedyot. And therefore, you should really destroy it, but because of COVID, for Maaser Sheni, you bury it instead, but you can't eat it. Vulifrake, but you could redeem Maaser Sheni. So redeem the Maaser Sheni, and then destroy that food. The Amar Rabbi Lazar, Minai in the Maaser Sheni, Shinit Mashabodino, Tov for the Yerushalayim. How do I know that I can redeem Maaser Sheni, even in Yerushalayim? Only if it's Tameh. I certainly can't redeem Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. If it's okay, Tamalom Alu Tuchal Seto. Because the Torah says, in the parsha of Pidyon Maaser Sheni, Chilul Maaser Sheni, if the place is very far away because you can't carry it, Lo Tuchal Seto, then you could redeem it. Ve'ein Seita L'Achila, but this drasha, Seita also refers to eating. Shneimar V'Sam Esot Me'Parav, when Yosef fed his brothers, he brought him food. And so therefore Seit could be food. So if you can't eat it, you could be Podet, meaning even if you're Shalayim. So Achmayaskinan Belakuach, it must be that we're not talking about the Maaser Sheni itself, but rather something bought with Maaser Sheni. I Vulifrake. So why don't we just redeem it? Titnan Halakuach because of Maaser Sheni Yipadeh. If you bought something with Maaser Sheni money and that became Tommy, you could certainly redeem it. The answer is Kabbi Yehuda, the Mari Kaver. Yehuda says you have to bury it. You can't destroy it, but you also can't eat it. So Yachi may iri Ir Hanidachat. If that's the case, then this rule is not only the Ir Hanidachat, afilu da almanami, any city, any person who has something bought with Maaser Sheni, and has to, and it becomes tamei, then the quarter of Yehuda has to be buried. We must be talking about stuff that's not tamei. It must be that the walls of Yerushalayim are not up. The fact that the mechitza has to be up to eat in Yerushalayim, that's doraita. But the fact that the mechitza is kolit, meaning if you're in Yerushalayim with your maaser sheni, you can't take it out and already has a din of being in Yerushalayim, that's the rabbanan. Chigaz rabbanan, kitana mechitza. The rabbanan only made their gzera when the walls are up. Latana mechitza lo. When the walls are down, they didn't make their gzera. And therefore, bizman, the walls are down, and you took something into Yerushalayim, it's tahor, and then you brought it back. Now it's tahor. Now it belongs to you, therefore it should be destroyed, but Kovim Maser Sheni, we bury it instead. Okay, Kitvei HaKodesh Yiganzu. We said that the scrolls have to be buried. Matnita Delo Karabi Eliezer. Remember this at the end of Ben Sora Mora, when we said Ben Sora Mora, Eloi Avalon Ivra, Velatid Lihiot, we said that that there are two other cases like that. One is Bayit Menugan, the other is Ir HaNidachat. And that was based on Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that said, you can't make an irnidachat out of a city if you don't have one mezuzah, which of course makes it impossible to find an irnidachat. You burn everything in the city. If you have a mezuzah, you can't burn everything. You have to destroy all of the pagan sites. You can't do that to Hashem. That's the makor for mekam the mochek at Hashem. Or doing anything else disgraceful to Shem Hashem. So you can't burn a mezuzah. Therefore, you can't apply the law of Yoni Dachat to a city of a mezuzah. Shimon Omer Makarosh Baruch Hu. This is now the end of the Mishnah. That, towards the end of the Mishnah, if you do proper Yoni Dachat, it's like an olah. Leimad Ravianam Rabbi Yiloyam Kibipalki. This is later on. The Gomer tells you later on. It goes to the end of the Mishnah, where the Machloket, Rabbi Kivan, Rabbi Yosei Glili, whether you could plant there or not. So the issue is as follows. There's an assay that you should burn it kalil, and then by tatel olam it should be an eternal mound. Lo tibaneh od alota say it should not be built anymore. So perhaps the machloket Rabbi Yosei Glili, who says you can't do anything there, and Rabbi Kiva says you could plant there, is a machloket whether to accept Rabbi Avina. Am Rabbi Lo Akemi Palgid. Am Rabbi Avina. Rabbi Lo Kol Makom Shatam Osei Klal Baasei Uprat Balota Asei. We have a general rule. Klal Uprat. A general rule, and then a specific. The specific defines the klal. But what if the klal is an asay and the prat is a lot asay? Do they hang together? So Rabbi Yilo said, "Ain daniel tov klal prat." They don't hang together. Tamar idle to Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Kiva accepts that, and therefore Rabbi Kiva says there is no prat here. That means all you have is, Rabbi Kiva does not accept that, and therefore he says that the lot ital talolam is defined by loti baneod. You can't build it. But you could plant. Umar lately to Rabbi Avin, that's Rabbi Kiva. Lo, the Kuliyama Idlu to Rabbi Avin. Everybody agrees with Rabbi Avin, everybody accepts it. Which means there is no call of pride here, which means it should be that you can't build at all. Hachimachim Pangu, the Sabar Od, Ligamri Mashma. That Rabbi Gili says, Lo Tibana Od means nothing can be done. Our Sabar Od, what does Od mean? Not more, but again. Kamashaita in Anivred. It can't be rebuilt as it was. Aval Niasetin, Ganoto Partisim, but it can be built as gardens, etc. Now, Tana Rabbanan, as appropriate for this parak, we're going to really, the end of it will be Divrei Agadah. Tana Rabbanan, Hayuba Ilanot Telushin. Let's say that you have trees that are uprooted in the Irani Dachat, Asurin, Mechubarin, but if they're in the ground, Mutarin, then it's a Mutar. Shalir Acher, but if they belong to another city, Bein Tlushin Bein Mechubarin Asur. Whether they're uprooted or in the ground, you have to burn them and destroy them. So my Ir Acheret, what's the other city that this could possibly be? Am Rav Chista Yericho. The only other city we could be talking about is Yericho. Tichtiv Aita Ir Cherem Ladonai. That at the beginning of the destruction, the middle of destruction, Yeshua tells the people it has to be Cherem. And at the end, he makes an oath. There's two psukim that are not right next to each other. Yeshua made the people administered an oath saying, cursed is the man who gets up and builds this city, Yericho. And we'll look at the end of that pasuk in a minute. Tanya lo Yericho al shem Iracher, meaning this city, Yericho, meaning you can't build this city and call it something else. Lo Iracher al shem Yericho, or some other city and call it Yericho. That's what the double language is. Dichtiv, and what's the source for this whole piece? Banach Chiel Beit Eli et Yericho. In the days of Achav, Chiel from Beit El built the city of Yericho. And Ba'aviram, this is the curse. Ba'aviram b'choro yisdai. He set the foundations with Aviram, his son. What it means is with the death of his firstborn son, and by the time that he put up the doors, his youngest son died. Alright, that's the pasuk. Kidvar Adonai Shadiber B'yad Yoshua Bin Nun. Alright, that's the last pasuk in Malachim Aleph Tet Zayin. That location, by the way, is important. Now, that was the curse that Yoshua administered. Okay, Tanya, Baviram Bechoro Rasha. Here we have a brayta that says that Chiel's eldest son was a Rasha. Lo haya lo mod. So therefore, the Chiel didn't necessarily need to pick up on it because his son died, he was a Rasha. Biskuv Tsiro Ayu Alimod. By the time his youngest died, he should have figured out. Aviram uskuv mayavud. So what did they do? What did they do so bad? Achikamar, Baviram Bechoro Hayal Ulmod Oto Rasha Biskuv Tsiro. Meaning, by Aviram, he should have figured out and applied it to Seguv. By the way, don't I know that Seguv is the youngest from the way that the Pasuk is written? It means, not his eldest and his youngest, it means his eldest all the way down to his youngest. And by the time he put up the doors, all of his children had died. So now, here's the story. Achav, who is the king who was introduced at the beginning of that parak, he was the Shushpin, he was a close friend of Chiel. So Achav and Eliyahu, who has not yet appeared on the scene, we haven't heard of him yet, came to B'Menachem Avel at Beit Hamaya, to Beit Ha'Avel. Yati v'ka'amar. So Achav came and sat and said, Dilma kimelet Yoshua hachilat. Maybe what Yoshua meant when he made the curse was Lo Yirichu al Shem Acheret, Lo Yiracheret al Shem Yiricho. And this is what Chiel had been thinking. He said maybe he meant you can't call Yiricho another city or another city Yiricho, but you could build a city. Amarle Eliyahu. Eliyahu said yes. Amarle Hashta Lavata de Moshe Lo Kamakayma. So Chiel said, I don't get it. Moshe's curse hasn't come true. Dichtivus Atem Vavatem. If you worship other gods, there will be no rain. There's plenty of rain, and Achav's doing all this worship. Remember what we heard earlier about Achav, is Avodah Zarah every corner. And there's rain, no end of rain. But Levata Yeshua Tamidei Mekayimah, but Yeshua's curse, who's Yeshua's Moshe student, works. Miyad, so what's the next pasuk? Eliyahu comes out of nowhere, the first time we meet him in Mikra. Remember Eliyahu Tishbim and Tashvei Gilad Achai on the night of Israel? There are no more rain during this. Finished. No more rain. Now, boy, Rachame Vahavule Akleded Mitro. What happened is Eliyahu davened to Hashem and said, please give me the key to rain. This is a famous sugi in Tani. The Kam Vazal, he got up and left. So it says, Im Lefid Vari, meaning, unless I say so, there's no rain, Eliyahu says. God gave him the key. What happened? God told him to go to Nachal Kreet, Wadi Yabes, to go be fed there. And the ravens were bringing him bread and meat in the morning and the evening, and he's drinking from the water. By the way, where is that meat coming from? From Achav's kitchen. Interesting. After a while, the Nachal dried up. There's no rain. When he saw that there's terrible troubles, Hashem told him, go to Tzarfat, which is in Turkey. And he go to a woman, and she's going to take care of you. He goes and meets an almana, who's preparing a last bit of food for her and her son. She and her son, and they're going to die of hunger. Eliyahu says, feed me first, I'll take care of you. And of course, a nace happens, and there's no end of flour. She does well. What happens? After a while, the son got sick and died. And Eliyahu wanted to revive him. So Eliyahu said, Hashem, give me the key to resurrection. There's three keys that aren't given to a shaliach. Shalchaya, birth. Kshamim, rain. Chiyatametim, resurrection. Can we have two held by the student and one by the rav? So you want the key to resurrection, give me the key to rain. Because what happens right after that, the next pasuk, Hashem says to Eliyahu, you go to Achav, and I'm going to give rain. Meaning it's it's my key now. Darshu Glilo, coming to Rav Chista. A Galilean gave this drush in front of Rav Chista. Mashal de Eliyahu lamad davar lemeh. What's the story of Eliyahu like? Legavre de tarke legale va'avde lemiftache. It's like a man who slammed the door and he lost his key. He couldn't find his key anymore. He locked up the gate, and that's what happened. Eliyahu closed up the gate of rain, and at the end he lost the key of rain because he wasn't the one who ended up being the one to open it up. Darsha b'yosi b'tzipori. Rabbi Yossi gave the following drasha in Tzipori. Abba Eliyahu, he calls him with the lashon of chibah, kapdan. He was very strict. So what happened? Eliyahu used to visit Rabbi Yossi. So for 3 days Eliyahu didn't show up. So Rabbi Yossi said to Eliyahu after 3 days, where have you been? You're calling me a kapdan. You're right, you were makbid. Look at this. You were very strict about things and very severe about things. I'm just calling a spade a spade. You are a kapdan. Okay. The end of the Mishnah is V'lo yibak v'yadcha ma'uma min acherem. Nothing should be left to you of the cherem. Hosman was the drasha once from Shalom Ba'olam, Choronaf Ba'olam. That's the Mishnah. Man Rishayim, who are these Rishayim? I'm Rav Yosef Ganavi, meaning people would come and steal the loot of the town. There's still anger in the town, in Shemayim. Tan Rabban Rasha Ba'olam, when a Rasha is born, Charon Ba'olam, anger comes to the world. Shenemar, Bevo Rasha Ba'gam Buz, Ve'im Kalon Cherpa, shame. Rasha Vad Min Ha'olam, when a Rasha is lost, dies, Tova Ba'olam, then there's goodness. Shenemar, Uvavod Rishayim Rina, when the Rishayim are God, we sing. Tzadik Nifra Min Ha'olam, when a Tzadik dies, Ra'a Ba'al Olam, then evil comes to the world. Shenemar, Tzadik Avad Ve'ein Ish Sam Alei Ve'anshei Chesed Nesafim Ve'ein Mevin Yumnei Ra'a Nesaf HaTzadik. Everybody's sad because the Tzadik is gone. Tzadik Ba'al Olam, when a Tzadik is born, Tova Ba'al Olam, then good comes to the world. Shenemar, what did Noach's parents say when he was born? Zeyin Achameinu Maseinu Mitzvon Yadeinu. This one will bring us comfort from all of our travails and all of our evil. Hadran alach kol Yisrael sheishtam chelik. V'slikol ha-masachat Sanhedrin, Baruch Hashem, we have successfully completed the very challenging study of Masachat Sanhedrin, especially the extremely challenging study of the of Perak Chelik. There is much, much to say about Perak Chelik. I would just, as a final note, strongly recommend that before reviewing, which everyone has to do, we have to review, have to do Chazara. When you're for reviewing Perak Chelek, it's very worthwhile reading the Rambam's introduction to Perush Mishnah to Perak Chelek, and his son's introduction, the very famous introduction, which is printed in the volumes of Ein Yaakov. It's available online in translation. Rav Avram ben Oshel Rambam's introduction to the study of Agadah. Very, very important works there. There are also quite a number of commentaries of the Maharal, who had a systematic approach to Agadah, which are found in his many essays, including especially Netzach Yisrael, that deal with Agadot in this parak, and wish everybody wonderful, wonderful success in learning. Yisher koach to all of the lomdim who studied together Masachat Sanhedrin. I hope that everyone is celebrating ish ish biiro v'ish ish baartzo. And Amir Tzashem will meet in the next podcast where we begin what is really the 12th parak of Masachat Sanhedrin, but we call it Masachat Makot. Ketzad ha'idim na'asim zomim. In the meantime, I want to wish everyone a wonderful day. Chen chen, yishar chelchem la'oraita.